Come on, ladies, let's get crazy. I love every bit about this show except for these 5 minutes.
I give over. You enjoy it deep down inside.
Stop whinging.
The estrogen that all men have is igniting in you right now.
Yeah. Dave loves going on.
I wonder, do I have more estrogen now because I know so much about girly things?
Yeah, every week you get another few milligrams.
Anyway, stop learning about estrogen. It might be a question at some point.
Yeah, shut up.
Dave loves a night out where he gets... Are you the fella from the girly quiz?
He does, don't believe a word of it.
Okay, I promise you, I don't do that. I will have a panic attack.
In case you're new to this, once a week, myself, Ash and the women of Dublin, we come together, we quiz / bully Dave on all things girly. It's a bit of crack. He's got two lifelines to help him out to win the week. One is to simplify. We pretty much hand this to him. He has the responsibility of one question solo.
Yeah, it is.
You hand this
pretty
to
easy.
And, you know, he still manages to make a mess of it. And the other is his phone, a female. It's Sarah standing by this morning,
nice
to give you a hand, Dave. Shall we crack on?
Oh,
yes,
go on.
We shall. Dave, you have to get all three questions right to win the week.
And we always say, just watch the old dial. We are talking about girly things. If there's little ears in the car, go forth with
precaution.
Yes. Question one in the girly quiz this week. David Hammond is... What celebrity is behind makeup brand Fenty Beauty?
Fenty Beauty. Fenty.
Fenty.
Have you heard of it before?
Yes. Fenty. I have a feeling I know who
Fenty's had a big couple of weeks, actually.
I have a feeling, but I can't... There is one person coming to mind, but I'm like, is it someone else? Is it like a Kim K, or is it like a... But I'm pretty sure... Because didn't she bring out a wig only last week, and we were talking about it? I think it's Bad Gal Riri. I think it's Rihanna.
You think it's Rihanna?
I think it's Rihanna. And I think she does like Fenty. I want to say she does like kind of lingerie as well, because I'm pretty sure she did something about that at the Super Bowl. I'm going to say it's Rihanna.
You're going to go with it? No lifelines.
No lifeline. Final answer.
You're absolutely correct.
Let's go. Let's
nice
go.
One, Dave.
Off to a good start.
Very good.
Yeah, it's been a big week or two for Fenty. She's just launched Fenty Hair, which is doing very well for
her. I didn't know that.
Am I right? She does the lingerie as well.
Yeah, there's a whole lot going on with Fenty.
See, I got confused because there's also a brand called Fendi. F-E-N-D-I, and that's like Fendi bags and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I remember seeing that like designer Fendi shop, and I was like, gee, Rihanna, fair play.
Yeah.
Well, like over a grand.
What's exciting is with the launch of Fenty Hair, there's obviously a lot of press and interviews, and she confirmed that she had an album ready, and now she's gone back to play with it and come at it with kind of a new mind frame.
She does not care about her fans.
She's working on music, I'm convinced.
She's been working on music for 10 years.
There will be an album. She's been too busy with Fenty and babies and things.
She does what she wants.
Okay, one out of one. Good start, Dave.
All right, question number two, Dave, on the girly quiz. What are pumps?
They are... It's hard. Okay. So, they're these... It's like imagine if you will a suction cup, and it goes on the breast to pump milk from the breast into. And do you put the pipe into the baby's mouth? No,
the pipe.
You know what I mean, like the pipe from the.
Oh, you're saying like straight from the teat to the mouth.
Via,
but like I thought it was
via lead pipe.
Like, sorry, there is method to my madness.
continue.
When a baby doesn't latch,
that was one week.
Boom. When a baby doesn't latch onto the nipple, you have to feed the milk in some way. So I thought you put a pump on your breast and you put a pipe from the pump into the baby's mouth and you just kind of dribble it in.
Okay, like a Capri Sun.
Is that the only reason?
Yeah, like a straw.
Is that
like a giant straw?
Is that the only reason women would use that pump? Is that what you're saying? Or any other particular reason?
They can't latch.
Yeah. No, anyway. Oh, maybe it's to save milk as well. Maybe it's like, so say for example, if like you're going away for the weekend and like the husband is going to be married, the minding the kid or something, you'd leave some pumped milk in the fridge.
No, that's actually right.
Yeah.
But hang on, is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
No lifelines again.
Oh, no, should I? No, a pump. Pump. Should I call Sarah?
Dave, it's your call, hon. It's your girly quiz.
All right, go on, call Sarah.
Sarah does have kids, so she might be able to clarify this if you're...
Morning, Sarah!
Hiya, Sarah. Oh my God, tell me she's there.
Sarah's there, sorry.
Oh, thank God, Sarah, you terrified me there.
How are you, Sarah?
Oh God, how are you?
Sarah, I got 30 seconds on the clock and I'm pretty sure I did describe it very, very well, but that's what a pumps are. Pumps are for that, aren't they?
Yeah, pump and breast milk, yeah.
What
pump.
Are pumps is
if
the question.
We said, what are pumps,
what are
Sarah?
Pumps?
Well, a breast pump is for pump and breast milk.
Yeah.
So, I would say you were right in what you were saying, yeah.
I would think so as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So great, perfect.
Happy days.
I'm gonna go with that. It's the thing that
final
gets,
answer.
It's the things that get milk from your breast into the baby
via a pipe,
via a pipe or a straw, if you will.
Well, you can pump. Yeah, put it into a bottle.
Oh yeah,
okay, it does go straight into the mouth. We have to,
lads.
Oh no,
this is not what we were looking for.
Look, Dave kind of took you down the wrong road, I think, here, Sarah. The question was, what are pumps? I would say you would never say pumps because you would have one breast pump.
Okay.
Pumps.
We don't need it for two breasts.
Shoes. So. Shoes.
Pumps
pump.
Are a lightweight, flat shoe with a rounded toe.
Yeah, flat pump.
Oh, no.
You let me go down the lane of it's when you put a straw from a pump.
Sarah, you should never listen to men.
No. Sarah, thank you very much. It's okay.
Thanks.
It's okay.
Good luck. And thank you to you and Heidi and Leon as well for listening. Appreciate you.
Dave, yeah, we were just looking for the simple out of shoe pump.
It was kind of a trick question, but like you'd never be like, where's my pumps? Because you'd have a singular breast pump, I think.
But I thought you'd have two for two. Breast.
I don't think you'd have the two chucking away at the one time. That'd be a bit intense. I don't know. I'm not a baby. But what are pumps?
Pumps are a shoe.
Okay. Well,
do you know what they look like?
I would like to go to VAR on that.
Little dolly shoes is another word for them. Anyway.
Dave, question three on the girly quiz this week with one lifeline left. With perfect use, how effective is the contraceptive pill?
This is according to the HSE website and all other medical websites.
Oh, God. I would say it's about... Well, I'd hope it's 100%, but nothing is.
It's like that moment in Friends, isn't it, when they check the...
They should write that on the box!
They do!
They do! They should put it in big, bold letters! I'm thinking it's probably... I don't want to frighten anyone, but I think it could be like as low as 75%. But then maybe...
Perfect use. No vomiting, no missed pills, nothing.
What do you mean, perfect
use? So, for example, you know, sorry, Ash, you explain.
Oh, just like you're taking it at the same time every day. Yeah, just taking as they prescribe.
No vomiting, no forgotten pills. So, perfect use.
Oh, sorry, I see what you mean. You don't vomit it up. Like,
yeah.
Okay. I would say 75%, but I've no idea. I'm going to have to simplify.
You're going to simplify?
I think I should have been given a simplify at the start.
Do you not think that's a conversation that men should be having with girls about how effective it is? No,
it's actually a very good point, Emma. It affects everybody, does it
not?
Sure.
It's probably something everyone should be aware of.
Sure.
Here we go. Okay.
Have the conversation, lads. I don't know. Give us
the touchy now.
Give us the,
this is the girly quiz.
Give us the bloody simplify.
You're supposed to be open to everything.
Give us the simplify.
All right. Dave, with perfect use, how effective is the contraceptive pill? Is it A, 95% effective? Or is it B, over 99% effective?
I don't think there's a chance it could be 99%. I don't think they'd write that on the box, or would they? Because then maybe you'd want it to be for marketing purposes. It's like soap. It's like kills 99% of bacteria. It's like they have to write that just in case it doesn't. So I'd imagine science has come true, and I'd imagine it's 99% if you take it correctly every single day.
Are you going with over 99%?
Over 99%.
Effective. You're absolutely right.
Yes. Oh, thank God.
It is right. Oh. Over 99% effective. But you have just lost the girly.
I think, vaginal assistant referee, we need to...
What did you just say?
Vaginal assistant referee, VAR.
Okay.
Pumps. Didn't I describe pumps brilliantly?
Normally, I would be on the side of Dave, but when I won't go to Google and I search women pump and women pumps, they come up with the shoes. Now, we did get a message in from Shannon here saying that we did Dave dirty. She said she's had breast pumps, multiple hands free on each.
Right.
And she would ask, where's my pumps? So I'm going to put it out there. You've got 2 minutes. Should we give Dave the win this week for pumps or no pumps?
This isn't a democracy, because when we ask that, people always go, I give it to Dave. We love Dave. But when we get it wrong, we get bombarded with messages. If we got one message in complaint, I will not accept that we were wrong.
No, it would need to be... Honestly, 100.
This is the girly quiz. We are the girls. We make the rules. Get lost. Have a good holiday. Enjoy lads. It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and hair.
How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins. Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.